My life is involved with sports since I was 9. Mm-hmm. I had been gymnast for more than 10 years old. And because too far away of my home, because too much fight between my parents, and I was all full time most that I can doing gymnast, and then I started doing competitions.
What sort of level did you get up to?
Oh, I start at professional level. Mm-hmm. Yes, I had doing that like my profession until 21.
Did you go into major competitions? Did you
get
the Olympics?
Yes, I get, not Olympics, no. Unfortunately, but I get competitions by my, not country, but by my region and mm-hmm. state, mm-hmm. yes. And represent my city too much.
mm-hmm. And how did you get involved in the work you are doing now?
So, and then it's interesting because gymnastic is in my life before and after Jesus. So when I had been believer when I was 15, it's so interesting because I start to do and want to do gymnastic not just for win or have the best, but to show Jesus. And then when 2011, I was invited to be part of Colisão Brasileira de Esportes. It's Brazilian Collision, and then it was amazing. I was no more gymnastic. But I am using gymnastics until now. I'm creating a material to can preach the gospel by movement. You know, it's kind of, the name is Zubabalo. Then this name came from Africa also. And means the grace of the Lord above. Now I am directly involved with CrossFit. And inside CrossFit have gymnastics also.
Now what is CrossFit?
CrossFit, it's a new sport, and people are using so much to preach the gospel. And it's a sport have a mix of sports together. And the first sport is military exercises. And after have lifting weight, and gymnastic. You can run also, you can swim also, you can do too much things, and it's by competition. It's amazing. Yeah. Intense also.
mm-hmm. And you train people to do that?
Yes, I train, and I'm athlete, yeah.
Does this mean you're constantly keeping fit yourself?
Yes, constantly. And then in my gym, in, not my gym, but the gym that I have a coach, they give me too much space to pray, and they ask me, Gabi, before competition, can you pray for us before start? It's so amazing. It's kind of a chaplaincy, I'm so sure.
How do you use this sport to tell someone else about Jesus?
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting because this sport, like another one also, give us opportunity to show the gospel like by our friendship because make us so close. After each training, we sit to talk and people start to open themselves to us. And this sport give us this opportunity to live more close and to share our life by testimony. Mm-hmm.
Do you find many young people interested in this CrossFit?
Yes. Young people and old people. It's for everyone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you go into schools at all and
yes,
teach
school
this?
Also. And then I'm involved with camps also. In the mm-hmm. camps, I use this sport also. Mm. It's sport camps.
It makes me tired listening to the fact that
right?
I'm missing all this out.
it's too much, but it's amazing. I'm so grateful, Lord, to use me like that.
Now, you're involved in this full-time.
Yeah, full-time.
Who supports you?
So, because my ministry is a sport, I can be personal training, and I am giving some class, but I don't have time to be so, intense with my students, because I am all the time traveling by some ministry. Mm. And I have some support, but not all that I need. Mm. So, I'm living by faith.
And you enjoy that?
Yes, so much. It's different. So today, a student called me and say, Gabi, sorry, but I find another personal trainer because you are not here. And I say to God, okay, I'm here serving, and I need to do that.